If we were to ask the question, what is wrong with the world? All kinds of answers to that question might be given. What we are all prone to do is give an answer that has to do with some external reality. We tend to almost reflexively default to the problem being out there. But the most basic answer to that question is sin. Now, that may sound like a dated answer, but it is an answer that never is ultimately dated. That may sound old-fashioned, but it is nevertheless true from the beginning of the fall into sin until now. But when we say sin, there's even a sense in which it's easy for us to push that away from us. But we don't say the problem is sin as an abstraction. Sin is committed by sinners, people. People in a fallen world who act in a way that the Bible describes as sin. And so if we funnel that down even more, the answer to the problem of what's wrong in the world is me and you. It's far more personal than we like to admit. All of us, in and of ourselves, are sinners. And we help propagate what is wrong with the world. Only as those who have been reborn, who are new creations, can we bring hope to the world. But even then, until Christ returns and consummates His kingdom, we struggle. Now, the sin problem is so fundamental that the Bible says the reason that Jesus came into the world in the fullness of time, the reason for the incarnation, the reason for the crucifixion, the reason for the resurrection, the reason for the ascension, 1 John 3:5 puts it like this: Jesus appeared in order to take away sin. See, it's unavoidable that we deal with this problem of what is the real problem in the world: sin, sinners, me and you. Now, one of the problems we have, though, is if we're going to say that the fundamental problem is sin, what is sin? If we were to walk around the street with a microphone and record people answering that question, we would get all kinds of answers to that question. But one wrong answer that even a lot of people who are committed to the church and committed to their faith sort of immediately default to is to think of sin in terms of breaking a list of rules. That's a wrong way to conceive the reality of sin. Now, it's a convenient way because rules hanging in the air are kind of an abstraction. And breaking rules, we can feel like we can negotiate. I don't break many rules, I just break some rules. And yet, it's not the way the Bible positions the issue of sin at all. If we were to take a dictionary of the words translated sin in the Bible and get sort of the feel of their definitions, the list would be like this: missing the mark, falling short, uncleanness, rebellion, ungodliness. We could summarize that as a lack of conformity to God and His Word. Now, when we talk about it like that, we realize the uncomfortable truth, and that is that sin is personal. God and His Word. If Judy writes me a letter, it's a personal word from her. The issue with sin is never a list of rules as an abstraction, but what God has said in His Word is an extension of His character, how we are to understand Him and to know Him. So ultimately, sin is always against God. Sin is personal. Rejecting sin always has to do with loving God and loving neighbor.